Hello, and welcome to the Loop Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Elise Stieferman, Director of Marketing at Coegi. Let's get started.
All right. So today I am joined by two of our leaders in the client service department. I've got Patricia, who is our Vice President of Client Services, as well as Allie, who's our Director of Client Services. And we're talking about a very important topic about being a working mom in a, you know, high intensity atmosphere, a fast paced industry. So I'd like to just kick it off talking about what your experience has been like as a first time mom, Allie, you know, very, very recently. And then also Patricia, I'd like to hear from you about some of the challenges of being a first time mom that you maybe didn't expect, off the bat. So Allie, want to get us started?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, being a parent is such a joy. I mean, everyone says that you aren't expecting to feel the love you feel and all of that. And I think it's definitely true. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. My husband and I, you know, we just dote upon our baby. And when we're not around him, we talk about our baby. So it's just been such a joy. But I think that there is a big loss of self that comes with being a parent that I was a little bit prepared for, but no one could really prepare me for it. So I mean, during pregnancy and certainly after, so many parts of your life just become unrecognizable. It's very jarring. You know, you don't recognize your body. Your circle of friends might look different, sadly, after you have children, your relationship with a partner, and just the role you see yourself playing in your own life. All of these things just become so different. And some of that is good change, but all change is really stressful. And, you know, for me, when I was going to return to work, I really wanted that to just be a constant. I wanted to just come back and like nothing had changed. I wanted that to be the one thing that didn't change. And of course, that was unrealistic. When I was gone on maternity leave, my team, they developed and grew. They did great things. And I was really lucky that Patricia kept me up to speed and that my team members were so gracious and excited about welcoming me back into their projects and their development whenever I got back. But, you know, I think that I thought that being aware of the potential impact of, you know, societal expectation would help dampen my own expectations of myself, help me be more realistic. And it didn't. I mean, I thought I was going to come back to work and everything was going to be the same. So my advice to anyone would just be, you know, easier said than done, but keep your expectations realistic and be gracious to yourself and just enjoy the ride. It's been amazing.
That's great, Allie. Thank you for sharing that experience. And, you know, I definitely think it varies a lot person to person, right? And so, Patricia, could you talk to us a little bit about what your experience has been? Because you now have two children, and what have been the challenges that you faced, and what have you done to help moving forward as a working mom?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had my second baby earlier this year. And the first thing I want to just point out or kind of talk about was like how COVID really did help, I think, to what the workplace structure looks like now compared to when I had my first. So my first baby was born in 2017, and things were a lot different then. And, you know, we luckily at Coegi still did have some flexibility, obviously. But I think COVID really pushed the workplace to be even more flexible and even be more accepting of the challenges that parents go through, whether you are a new parent or whether you are a parent with a 5-year-old or 7-year-old who can't go to school or something along those lines. And so really this second time around, I was thankful to have so much more flexibility and restarting to the office and, you know, just having that acceptance from my coworkers and colleagues about like the need to work from home due to a sick baby or due to childcare falling through, you know, whatever it might be. And I think COVID really pushed the workplace to be more accepting of that and be more accommodating. And even my thoughts and opinions as an executive, I think, you know, definitely shifted with COVID and how we, you know, are flexible towards parents and are flexible towards different life events that might happen and different things like that. I will say the second time for me was a lot smoother because like Allie said, you know, there's so many different challenges and so many different ways that you're viewing yourself and changes happening on the first time around. The second time around for me was just a lot smoother. I kind of knew what to expect a little bit more. And probably my confidence was just a little bit higher having gone through it before. You know, I wanted to set a good example for Allie, of course, getting ready to come and go through it a few months after I came back from maternity leave. So I really wanted to help her set those boundaries going in so we could respect her time on her maternity leave. So I made sure to do that for myself. And then, you know, coming back in, I didn't put as much stress on myself because I had a bigger team, more support. And I wanted to make sure, you know, she was set up for success too, going into her maternity leave.
I think you make a great point that flexibility has become very much integrated into the workplace culture. It's expected now by employees. But even with the most flexible workplace, I know that there's a lot of preparation that still goes into preparing to be out of the office for extended periods of time. So could you talk to me a little bit about the tips for other working parents as they prepare to go out on leave? How can they help set themselves up for success? How can they help their employees feel like they're still going to be supported in your absence and just preparing for all of that? Patricia, do you want to go first since you've gone through it twice now?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing for me, and Allie and I are both planners, I think I can say this, but for us, it was planning early and preparing early. So like even, you know, 3 months before your due date, starting to like figure out who's going to take over responsibilities, who's going to maybe need to get some training or start getting looped in on different things. So preparing early definitely helps when potentially a baby comes early. There's maybe hiccups towards the end of a pregnancy or something like that. And it just makes your team feel more confident in what they're taking over as well. And it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like you're not abandoning any responsibilities you have to an organization or to your clients or different things like that. You know, also those last few months are really hard. So typically I think, you know, your adjustment to the work does change in those last few months too, because you get tired more easily, or, you know, you're increasing your doctor's appointments and having to be out of the office a little bit more. So having that team support with that preparation, I think really, really does help ease your mind, your team's mind, and your clients if you're working externally too. And then the last thing I'm going to say in preparation is just being vocal about what you need, because I mean, Allie said this earlier, but everybody's journey is so, so different, you know, whether, you know, it's a father getting ready to go out on paternity leave, whether it's a high risk pregnancy, whether it's a pregnancy of multiples, like everybody's journey is so, so, so different. And it's really important to be vocal about what you need, what kind of support you need, not only in doing your responsibilities and, you know, doing your role within the company, but also as you personally and your mental health and yourself, you know, processing going through this new adventure as a new parent is also really important to just be vocal about where you're at, what kind of assistance you need, you know, how others can help you, or if you just need a mental health day and, you know, you want to make sure people are prepared, I would just say be vocal, prepare early, and also just enjoy the build-up process. We at Coeggy love to do baby showers and wedding showers, of course, and different things where we get to celebrate life events, but it's also important to enjoy those last few months of preparation as well.
And then Allie, I know that you really just went through this. Can you talk to me about things that you learned throughout that preparation process or things that you didn't expect as you were preparing to go out on leave?
Yeah, definitely. I think Patricia really hit the nail on the head with, you know, all of her advice. I think now that I've gone through it, I could confidently kind of coach others, whether you're a teammate of someone who's preparing to be a parent or a manager of someone who's preparing to be a parent. Don't, you know, hesitate to allow them to communicate their needs. Like Patricia said, it can be very nerve-wracking to request accommodation. We often think, I think, as a society, of pregnancy accommodation as something very dire, like a doctor putting someone on bed rest, which can certainly happen and needs to be accommodated. But, you know, there are so many things that can change or that can pop up, and it can be very nerve-wracking to ask for that accommodation. So if you're a teammate or a manager, kind of extending the olive branch, if you will, you know, offering for a pregnant person to call into an offsite meeting rather than going through the burden of traveling, even if it's before the time that they're not allowed to fly, you know, offering these accommodations to them to accept rather than leaving it to them to ask can sometimes just be just such a relief. And Patricia and Kawegi have done a great job of being so flexible there. But anyone listening, just, you know, be empathetic and think of ways that your, you know, coworkers preparing for parenthood might need a little hand in the buildup.
I think you're both completely correct that at Kawegi, what I've seen, even not as a parent, but just in day-to-day life, of the importance of being transparent about things that are going on in your day-to-day life. And that brings me to the thought of juggling now work-life balance with also being a parent. So, Allie, do you want to talk to me about some lessons that you've learned about juggling? And, you know, you've got this other baby that you're placing so much emphasis or you know, attention on. And how do you navigate all of that?
Yeah, I actually have kind of a story that is so funny to me looking back. I described at the beginning of our conversation how I just wanted to dive right in. I wanted one part of my life to be the same, to be unaffected by, you know, all of my new responsibility. And my first full week back to work, I decided that I was going to visit one of our other office locations 2 hours away. This is something that I did all the time, even when I was pregnant. And I thought I could handle it. I was just going to dive right in. So just driving there in the morning was such a challenge. I mean, thinking about every mile being farther and farther away from my baby than I had ever been was something that I did not consider beforehand. And by the end of the day, I was exhausted. Like I was like, do I need to stay in St. Louis and sleep at my grandma's house? I mean, I am so tired. And there ended up being this huge traffic jam on the way home. And it was so stressful because I just wanted to get back to my baby. I was almost out of gas. I needed to pump because I hadn't pumped before I left. And it was just so many new things that I had not considered about just a simple day trip to another office. And, you know, like Patricia said, I think everyone and every pregnancy is different. I can firmly say that having no expectations of yourself is easier said than done, but it is best. Don't hold yourself to any impossible standards, and don't even attempt to hold yourself to the standards that you previously had before you were pregnant or while you were pregnant or before you became a parent. Really allow yourself to just wade in. That's what everyone else is hopefully expecting of you. So just roll with that. Don't dive right in when you don't have to.
Patricia, was your experience similar? Were you trying to dive right back in after your first baby and then feeling the weight of all the new things about your life?
You know, when Allie took that trip, I was like, man, more power to Allie. You know, go girl, you could do that. You know, my first pregnancy or my first post-pregnancy with Kawegi, you know, we didn't travel as much. Like, I wasn't just going to jump back in, but there was an offsite meeting with a client that I had to go to. And similarly, like getting up at the crack of dawn to make sure I kept on my pump schedule. You know, I actually for that meeting, vividly remember sitting in my car pumping before that offsite client meeting. And I was like, this is a lot to jump right back into. So I think that's why the second time around, like I definitely eased back in. I don't think I went to another office for like the first 2 months, you know, of being back with Coeggy after my maternity leave, because, you know, it's a lot to adjust to. And just like Allie said, you know, your routine in the morning is changing, that, you know, connection to a small little one and being farther away from them, or, you know, having to fit in, you know, a pump routine or something like that is a lot to handle. So during my first, you know, maternity leave or kind of post-pregnancy, we were a lot smaller of an organization. And I want to just say that since we've gotten a little bit bigger, it's easier to disperse workload, you know, your teams are able to handle a little bit more. So like, I actually remember the first time I was on maternity leave, I still came back in and did a bunch of HR things, because at the time I was doing payroll, I was doing, you know, some employee HR things, and the company didn't have a way for that workload to be dispersed. So I was actually doing a little bit of work here and there during, you know, the later half of my maternity leave in order to keep the company, you know, going, people getting paychecks and different things like that. So a little bit different. Obviously, the second time around, I enjoy so much, you know, the company being a little bit larger, us being able to support each other, you know, a little bit better and disperse workload. But I definitely had that experience of going to an offsite client meeting or having to come back in and do jump back in work where I felt like I hadn't missed anything at all. So I think I learned from myself the second time around.
So then I'm sure, I mean, you talked about it, Allie, how much you change when you become a parent. And have you noticed any changes in how you are as a working professional because you are a mother? Like, are there any unique skills that you've acquired? How do you think it's helped progress, you know, your life in the world of advertising?
Yeah, I think it's so much easier for me to see the bigger picture and just cut through the gunk and messy situations so much easier. Before I was a parent, I really struggled with equating too much of my work success and failures with a personal or moral success or failure. And, you know, things happen. It's not personal. The emergencies that I thought were emergencies, you know, I'm able to place the proper priority on, you know, a 911 versus a fire drill, and, you know, just really get past some of those things quicker and be able to let them go at the end of the day. And I think coach others on my team to hopefully do the same.
What about you, Patricia? Any changes that you've noticed in yourself as an employee and a leader of the company since becoming a mom?
Well, I definitely do want to echo what Allie said. I think we've seen that actually across, you know, different parents within our organization, that you kind of learn what battles to pick and, you know, where to focus your energy and where to not let stuff get to you. We've seen that, and I've learned that definitely, but I think we've seen that with a number of other new parents as well within our organization. The other thing I'm going to say is, you know, being a leader and an executive, you know, it's easy to just look at the numbers, just look at the business side, but also kind of the empathetic side, I think, for me has grown a lot, since having kids. Obviously when you're talking to your kids, you're not, you know, all by the facts, or, you're not going into something emotionless or anything like that. You know, you're going into it with a lot of empathy, trying to understand where they're coming from, trying to understand, you know, their side of the situation, or, you know, why that tantrum was as big of a deal as it was to them. You know, why did they have to have the purple spoon or something like that? And that's the same thing when approaching internally with teams. You know, why was this such a big deal to you? You know, putting yourself in their situation to understand how it, you know, affects their career path, or, you know, it really actually helps with clients trying to understand their side of things. You know, why was this report such a big deal to them? Why was this campaign launch so pivotal to, you know, their business or their advertising marketing plans, different things like that. So just the empathetic side and kind of seeing the other side of things, definitely as a parent, I think has grown immensely just in my viewpoint and the way I approach different situations.
And to build off of that, Patricia, as we wrap up, I'd like to understand more about how organizations can build that empathy into their policies, into their processes, whether it's being a first-time parent or it's, you know, whatever major life event is happening. I know that you straddle that role quite a bit, not only dealing with client services, but also having worked in the HR realm as well. So do you want to kick us off in discussing that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to an organization, I think we just have to realize that nobody's situations are the same. Nobody's life events are the same. And that goes, you know, of course, for becoming a parent, adopting, you know, different family medical situations. But understanding that we might have to customize our approach. You know, what worked for Allie during her pregnancy was not the same thing that worked for me during mine. Or, you know, also we think about the father side of things, you know, the steps that they're going through to prepare for a new baby and support their wife and different things like that. So just first of all, recognizing that no two situations are going to be the same. What no two or what people need are not going to be the same because everybody, different life events happen very differently. So that flexibility is really important. That accommodation that Allie touched on earlier is very important. That communication and really, you know, at COAGGY, we've really prided ourselves in creating a connected framework with your supervisors and with your executives where you can go have those conversations about like what you need to be successful in your role. You know, whether it's you just found out you were pregnant, you're dealing with some morning sickness, or, you know, whether you're at the end and, you know, maybe you're having some false labor signs, or maybe, you know, your wife's on bed rest and you need to support her in your home and that type of thing. So flexibility, accommodations are big. You know, creating a supportive culture, you know, I've been in those cultures where you're judged for walking out the door 5 minutes early, you know, and creating that supportive culture is also about having your team members have your back and, you know, giving their support too. So that if you do need to go pick up a sick kid from daycare, or if you do need to change around your work schedule for a day because the little one is homesick, or maybe your significant other is sick or something along those lines, having that support from your team to know that, like, if I can't get to this, I do have, you know, a fallback plan or a plan for other team members to potentially help me out. And I think at COAGGY, we've done an awesome job at creating that supportive culture to where, you know, if you're in client service, you've got the support of your supervisors. If you're, you know, working on a specific client business, you can work with different account strategy team members or even the marketing and innovation team. We can reach out and work with a lot of different departments and a lot of different support personnel. And then just finally, you know, making mental health a priority. You know, you're going through a lot when it comes to that new self when becoming a new parent, as Allie mentioned, and that takes an adjustment period. So, you know, I remember talking to Allie pre coming back or pre going on maternity leave. And I was like, what you think now might be different than what you think when you come back and you rejoin us. So, you know, I want to have these conversations, of course, like in the upfront and during your review process and stuff like that. But I'm also really curious about how you feel about things when you come back, when that mindset has kind of shifted on your end. And so making that kind of mental health and kind of that adjustment period a priority to understand where does your employees, where do your coworkers kind of stand after this big adjustment period?
Perfect. I think that's the ideal way to wrap things up. So thank you both so much for chatting with us today. Congratulations on, you know, your first time being a mother and being a second time mom. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Elise.
Thank you for listening. COAGGY is an industry-leading performance marketing agency based in the Midwest. We've learned a lot since our founding in 2014 and started the Loop Marketing Podcast to share some of our hot takes on marketing trends we're following, best practices we've discovered, and actionable tips for improving your digital strategy. We'll see you next time.